What's up, y'all? It's your boy Cafe. About to drop another video for y'all. Let's get into it. So, 1999, there was a small independent horror film that took the internet by storm. It was blowing up. It was all over the place. And it was called The Blair Witch Project. About three kids that went into the woods that was never seen again. Their footage was found. Film was shot, low budget, $30,000 to $60,000, made over $250 million. Everybody in the world was talking about this film. The actors, they blew up, became stars, so on and so forth. Now, they did make two other Blair Witch remakes that didn't do so well. And now they're about to make another one with Blumhouse. But that's another video for another time. I'm going to talk about that. But now, the three actors of the film, they're in the news because they got something they want to get off their chest with Lionsgate. Now, according to the three actors, they're saying that... Then before I go into it, I'm sorry, let me say who the three actors are from the original cast. Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, and Michael Williams. They're asking Lionsgate for retroactive and future residual payments, meaningful consultation on any future Blair Witch projects, and an annual $60,000 grant for an unknown aspiring genre filmmaker to assist in making their first feature film. Now, all this sounds good, right? And I know some of y'all are saying, hey, you know what? You know, they should do that. They should do right by them. You know, it's only fair. Right. But there's something that they left out. And this is why, before we start making judgments and start just jumping on the bandwagon, just quick to point the finger, you got to get the whole story first. Got to get the whole story before you make that decision. You can't make assumptions. Now, what I found out, and I was shocked to hear about this, that all three of the actors, they had a 1% stake in the franchise. Let me say that again. All three of these actors, they had a 1% stake in the film that they sold to Lionsgate for $300,000. Let me say that again. All three of these actors had a 1% stake that they sold to Lionsgate for $300,000. Well, at the time, it was Artisan, and Lionsgate bought out Artisan, so same thing. They sold a 1% stake, which means that they are not entitled to any future payments off any Blair Witch projects, off anything. So if they do a TV show, they do 10 remakes, whatever they do, they don't get any money from that. Now, I'm going to say this. Some of y'all may get mad at me. Some may not. But I know some of y'all looking like 1%. 1%, that ain't shit. That ain't no money. Man, that ain't no money. That ain't nothing. But hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. Now, the first Blair Witch made $248 million worldwide. So let's do the math on this. $248 million, right? Minus 1% is $2,750,000. $2,750,000. No, I'm not done yet. Stay with me on this. Now, Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, which was a terrible film. I don't know why they did that. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Bear with me 1 second, guys. Okay, Book of Shadows. Here it is. Book of Shadows made $47 million. So let's do the math again. $47 million minus 1%. Let me make sure I got the math right. $47 million minus 1%. That's $3,690,000. So, still think 1% ain't nothing? Got to do the math. Because now I'm not saying that they didn't have an attorney. I'm not saying that because I don't know what happened when they decided to do that. But me, if I know that I made this project and this project was getting all this buzz and I still had a percentage and a stake in it, I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to keep that because if anything, that's your retirement. That's your pension for the rest of your life. So as long as they keep making Blair Witch movies or TV shows, whatever, I still have my 1% that I'm still cashing. I'm still getting checks. Now, with this, this is a lesson, boys and girls, that we all need to be aware of. Because for one, it's called show business. Not show friends, show business, which means before you get to the show, you got to take care of your business first. And this is why you got to have the right team of people around you. Not saying that they didn't, because we don't know. But I'm just saying you got to have the right team of people around you, because had they had an experienced attorney, he would have told them, look here, don't sell that 1% stake. That's where your money's at. Because whenever they make any Blair Witch, anything, documentary, whatever they do with the Blair Witch, you all get paid from that. So don't sell it. No matter how much they come in, tempt y'all with an amount, don't sell it. And this is, like I said, this is a learning point. Because Tyler Perry said it best when he was at the BET Awards a couple of years back. And I think people heard him, but they wasn't listening. When he made it clear, he said, own your stuff. Own your stuff. Because power is not in money. Power is in ownership, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the real power is. It's in ownership. Because as long as you got ownership, you can never be broke. As long as you got ownership, you have say-so over things. You have some say in some things. So this is them being upset because they probably realized that, hey, we made a mistake. We should never done this. But maybe Lionsgate will have a heart. Maybe they do something for us in good faith. I hope they do, but we shooting for the fence. Because I don't think Lionsgate is going to do that, because then they might, they probably like, hey, we own the rights to it. We can do whatever we want to do with it. We won't have to talk to you about nothing. But we just have to sit back and see what's going to happen. So you guys, let me know how you feel about this. Do you think the three actors are right about this? Do you think that they're wrong? Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.